If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
Paul says, we are fighting every day. We are fighting. Now listen to this. This is going to help you. You are fighting every day against spiritual darkness. You're fighting against cultural oppression. You're fighting against self-hatred. You're fighting against all the things that are heaped on you culturally as well as spiritually. And it is darn near impossible to maintain victory in the spirit and in the natural without an effort. And so what Paul does is he says, by the Holy Spirit's direction, this is a great, great verse because the Holy Spirit's giving Paul instruction. He says, you're fighting against these things. You're pulling down these strongholds. And notice how the Spirit shifts him in verse 5. He says, this is where the battle is. Cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against your knowledge of God. So based on the fact that he says imaginations, knowledge, and thought, where's the battle? Right here. That's why when you say, Satan, I bind you, Satan, get out of here, Satan don't care about that, because the battle is not with him. It's with our own thinking. Jesus has already defeated the devil. The devil is already defeated. He is already under your feet. But because of institutional blindness, because of cultural awarenesses that are negative, we think we don't have victory. We believe that the devil has conquered us. Look, my mother used to have a statement. My dad never said this, but my mother used to say, I had you, you didn't have me. Now, she didn't have to say it all the time, but there were times in my teenage years where I challenged authority, and that's normal. This is the reason why you single moms, you're going to have trouble with your sons, and here's why. Because God makes the man have an alpha drive. At some point, the alpha drive matures, and he's not your little boy anymore. You can't handle the fact that he's becoming a man. You want to kiss him on the forehead. You want him to, come on, get in bed with mama. And he, no, I don't want to do that no more. He's beginning to intuitively pull away. Now, even you fathers, your son's going to challenge you. It's not disrespect. It's not satanic. There's no devil to bind. If he doesn't develop the alpha male syndrome, then he will stay a weak male. Even in the animal kingdom, I like to watch the big cats. And so Junior came over. Now, Dad runs the pride. Dad runs the pride. And Dad don't do a whole lot. They just eat and fornicate. That's all they do. They don't even hunt. The women hunt. Hallelujah. See, that's why I'm saying creation had it right. Humans got it wrong. The women, they go out in packs and they hunt, and they are skillful hunters too. They put a semicircle around that gazelle, and when they try to run, they run right into another female lion. Boy, and they don't even growl. The men growl. And so Junior, the male, junior male, starts mistreating his mother because he's feeling, I want to take over. You know, I want to tell you what to do. And mother would, you know, she would, I would say talk, okay, because they talk. And Junior's not budget. Mother turns and lets out a sound, and here comes Daddy. Now, Daddy comes trotting in, and Junior looks at Daddy, and Daddy said, oh, and Junior went down and walked away. And I'm sitting there going, yes, even in the animal kingdom, Papa, Papa, Papa has to straighten things out. Junior just sulked away, and I thought to myself, Daddy, you know that might be the last time you hit him. Because when he comes back, he's going to be stronger. And you're going to have to turn over. And then he's going to get three wives, and he's going to start his own little pride. Okay? Well, it's the same way in your spiritual deportment. You can't stay a baby Christian forever. There is a natural drive in you, and this is what pastors have to understand. The people aren't being rebellious. They're just growing. And as they grow, they won't be able to stay in that same bassinet. They won't be able to stay in that crib. They need to understand that they're moving in spiritual authority. And the good leader gives them authority to fulfill. Jesus did that. Jesus walked with those 12 for a long time, and then when he looked at the crowd, he said, we can't send them away fasting. He said, you all got it. Feed them. But they let him down. They couldn't do it because they were still, you know, they had not yet been weaned, if you know what I mean. They were still on the bottle. They were still pulling at Jesus, and Jesus was saying, go on, go on, go and multiply. Go on, go ahead, get going. But we don't do it because we don't know how to move into the spiritual. And so we come to church every week, and we look for the pastor to move us into the spiritual when our job is just to instruct you on principles, and you got to, it's like being the head coach of a basketball team. That coach ain't playing, but they're motivating the players to go out there and do their best. The owner goes out and gets the players. The general manager negotiates the contracts, but the coach recognizes the talent and puts them where and then just lets them play their game. The smart coach knows to just let them play their game. Why? Because that's how God is with us. God says, I put power in you. I put gifts in you. I put ability in you. And then, now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. And then I gave you an adversary that you can practice on. Do you know that the devil is not the Super Bowl? The devil is your practice? See, you've been so led to think that when you fight the devil, that's the Super Bowl. No, it's not. That's practice. The Super Bowl is healing the sick and raising the dead and multiplying the fishes and the loaves. But you won't know you can do that till you can deal with the practice. You worry about casting out devils and you can't keep your flesh under control. You worry about casting out devils when you can't keep your tongue under control. This is the main thing. This body governing my senses, casting down thoughts, rejecting ideology, getting rid of things that keep me from moving in the supernatural. Every time you panic in the natural, every time you panic, every time a situation causes you physiological negative responses, what you're telling God is that you're not growing up. You are still bound to a previous oppression. Listen to what Paul says. Listen to this. He said, cast down imaginations. All right, let's start there. Cast down imaginations. What does that mean? That means that the devil brings you what if. Okay? That's his job. Say that. His job is to bring me what ifs. His job is to bring me what if. All right. So he comes to you and says, what if you don't get the money to make your car payment? What if you don't get the money to do this? What if you don't get that? Then you start doing what? Imagining yourself on the street. You imagine yourself having your car repossessed. You actually see them hooking your car up to the tow truck. You actually see yourself living in a refrigerator box. You have imagined yourself in a defeated position. Paul said, cast it down. Just because I don't have the natural doesn't mean I lost the spiritual. The God of the natural is the God of the spiritual. And if the devil comes to me with a what if, God will supersede that with a look at. Look at. Look at what? Look at what I've already done. Look at what I've already done. Look at. Look at. Look at. Now your body. Your body, your physical body, is designed to go with your imagination. It's designed. It is. It is. You're walking down the street and a Rottweiler comes the other direction. Now, you don't know anything about the Rottweiler. You see the Rottweiler coming at you. It's about a block away. And they're just doing a non-care trot towards you. Not an attacking run, but a non-care trot. They're just coming towards you. Your imagination kicks in. And here's what you say. That dog gonna bite me. Okay? Now, when your imagination kicks in, you're on top of your kidneys is a gland called the adrenals. Now, when the adrenal gland is stimulated, it can be stimulated by fear and by pleasurable excitement. Okay, and then it releases something called adrenaline. Now, once adrenaline is released from the adrenals, it makes the muscles expand. It expands the blood vessels so that your heart can pump that blood faster. It already pumps it through your body in 3.4 seconds, but now it's going to pump it faster, and you will develop what psychologists call fight or flight. That means you will have the strength to either kill the dog or run from the dog. Now, depending upon your socialization, that will determine how you deal with that. Say, what do you mean, preacher? If you're a punk, you're going to run. If you imagine the dog coming at you and you a punk, you're running and you got the strength to run. You run. I mean, you moving, but you booking down the street, right? Because every part of you is full. But here's the trap. The adrenals can only pump it for about 45 seconds. And at the end, you're like, whoo. Because it only gives you enough because you can't handle it longer than that. But it also only gives you enough fight for about 45 seconds. You remember in Rocky III, when Apollo was looking at Mr. T, Clubber Lang, he said, with the pace we got to set, Rock can't last more than 3 or 4 rounds. Because he knew that when you get the adrenals going, you can't last that long. But if you are not a punk, you turn and you square yourself and say, come on. Come on, because you operate in the philosophy of if it needs oxygen, I can kill it. And when it comes at you, my God, that's what Samson did when that lion came at him. Lord have mercy. Samson grabbed that lion and killed it. And when the Philistines came, they were looking for a mark from a weapon, and there was none because Samson was moving in the strength of God. You think God don't use your adrenals? Yes, he does. That's why he gave them to you. Samson's adrenaline started pumping when he heard the roar of the lion. But then the anointing came to give him the strength to rip it apart because God don't give you armor for your back. So stop running from the devil.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
8117A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Hi, Bethel family. We are excited to announce a new program initiative called Strengthening Families. We are looking for families who have children between the ages of 10 and 14. For 7 weeks, we're going to come together on Mondays from 6 to 8:30 p.m., and we're going to talk about different topics. Pastor Wayne is going to be working with the youth, and what are some of the topics you're going to be talking about, Pastor Wayne?
We're going to be talking about managing goals, yes. How to deal with stress, and you know, that dreaded peer pressure thing.
Oh my God.
We're gonna talk about peer pressure and how to deal with those things that kids go through throughout their course of their day.
That is exciting. And the adults, we're gonna be talking about problem solving. We're gonna be talking about setting goals with our youth, goals as a family, setting a mission statement. We're gonna be talking about interactive activities that we can do. We're putting down the phones. We're turning off the television, and we are genuinely communicating. Guess what? And if you got siblings that are younger, they can come too, because there will be child care. Get out of here.
Yeah, and guess what?
We're going to have a family dinner, home style. We're going to sit down and have dinner. You want to be involved? Sign up. 215-885-2585. Strengthening families, going back to basics, going back to communication and talking to one another. We can work it out with God. See you there.